This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. The Prime Minister will first travel to West Bengal, where he will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at Malda Town Railway Station in Malda District this afternoon. More from our correspondent.
With the introduction of the sleeper version of the Vande Bharat Express, long-distance train travel in India is set to become faster, safer and more comfortable for common passengers. The Howrah-Guwahati route is among the most significant rail corridors in the country, supporting the daily movement of lakhs of passengers. The visits to major pilgrimage centers like Kalighat Temple and Kamakhya Devi Temple will become easier, safer and more convenient. The Saraighat Express takes around 17 hours to cover the distance between Howrah and Guwahati, and in comparison, the Vande Bharat sleeper will complete the same journey in just 14 hours. With Dipendra Kumar from Guwahati, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News.
India and Japan have unveiled new initiatives to push bilateral cooperation in the sector of artificial intelligence or AI and critical minerals during the 18th strategic dialogue between the two countries. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Ranthir Jaiswal, said External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi participated in the dialogue in the national capital. Mr. Jaiswal said during the meeting, the two leaders launched a new AI dialogue and also decided to convene a joint working group on critical minerals.
The ministers launched the AI dialogue so as to give a coherent push to bilateral cooperation between the two countries in this particular sector. On economic security, this is an important issue of engagement between the two countries, not just for our economies, but for the economies of the world at large. Both sides also decided to convene the joint working group on critical minerals under the Economic Security Initiative to advance our collaboration in the fields of rare earths and critical minerals.
While briefing media, Mr. Jaiswal also spoke on escalating tensions in the West Asian region. He informed that several Indian nationals have arrived in New Delhi late last night from Iran amid escalating regional tensions in the region. The arrivals follow the advisory issued by the government urging its nationals in Iran to leave the country in view of the volatile security situation. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is closely monitoring developments and is committed to ensuring the well-being of Indian citizens. The Enforcement Directorate or ED has filed a formal prosecution complaint or charge sheet against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA 2002. ED said the complaint was filed before the competent PMLA court against the accused in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust. Prime Minister Modi today paid homage to former Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu and actor M.G. Ramachandran on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his contribution in Tamil Nadu's progress remains outstanding. He said that MGR played a noteworthy role in popularizing Tamil culture. In Maharashtra, BJP has emerged as the clear winner in the state civic body elections across 29 corporations. Maharashtra State Election Commission had declared the results for 2,784 out of 2,869 seats across 29 municipal corporations till midnight. The party has emerged as the single largest party by winning 1,372 seats so far. Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory for today and 19th, 20th and 21st of this month due to Republic Day parade rehearsals on Kartavya Path. According to the advisory, traffic restrictions will be in place from 10:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to ensure smooth and uninterrupted movement of the parade contingents. And in men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in the second Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.